Well, one of the reasons that it matters what the weather is going to be like on Saturday is an event we're talking about here in just a moment. It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Cindy Hale joins us this morning on the phone, and she's the co-owner with her husband, Jeff Hall, at Clover Valley Farms and Vinegary in Duluth. Hey, Cindy, good morning.
Hi, nice to hear you. Nice to see you.
And nice to have you, too. You are showing off the orchards, the greenhouse, the root cellar, the rabbits, the sheep, and all kinds of goodies at your place this weekend.
Yeah. Tell us about it. Well, people are always interested in coming out and touring our operation because we have such a diverse operation. We grow 20-some different kinds of apples, half a dozen kinds of pears, small fruits, and then we have sheep that graze all of those orchards and do a lot of the mowing for us, and then we produce meat and wool and from them. And then we raise meat rabbits, and so our farm is really integrated, all of those components, and they really work well together. And so people who are just curious or people who want to maybe farm or are already farming and want to learn some tricks that we've figured out over the many years of trial and error, that's why we have field days at least a couple times a year. And so this coming Saturday, June 9th, we're having a field day that's open to the public. No reservations needed. People can just show up between 1 and 4 o'clock this coming Saturday. And our address, or maybe you can put a link. Do you want me to say
that? You bet. No, we'll just get a link up. That'll be easier for people to find on our website.
Yeah, if people just Google Clover Valley Farms, Google will bring you right to our doorstep. And there will be signs, and there will be cars parked on the road. So you'll know you're at the right place.
Fantastic. I get a kick out of it, and yet, by the same token, I appreciate that you included in the information, don't bring your dogs. Now, people look for opportunities, and I'm one of them, to bring their dogs with them, but two things. One sheep, two rabbits, three, you have farm dogs there, but they're farm dogs with a job, and so they're friendly to people, but they're not, oh, yes, other dogs, please come onto my property.
Yeah, no, they don't like that. Their job is to keep, and they take their jobs very seriously, their job is to keep all other feathered and furred animals that aren't invited to the farm off of the farm. And so when dogs show up, they're like, what?
Oh,
this
yeah.
is not right. No, no, no. So it's just better folks to leave your dogs at home for our field day. Sorry.
It's better for everybody's mental health.
It is.
Your dogs, other people's dogs, all the people involved. It's just a better plan. Now, there's going to be an apple orchard IPM workshop the same day.
Right.
What does IPM stand for?
IPM is short for Integrated Pest Management.
Oh.
And that's a class I'm teaching. It's a $25 fee class from 10 a.m. until noon, the morning of Saturday the 9th, so right before the field day. And that's really for people who want to learn more about how to grow orchards using organic or even non-spray techniques for managing pests and diseases. I've studied it, been trained in it, been using it on our farm for 20 years, and it's a very successful way of managing pests and getting your best production without using toxic stuff. And the basic fundamental concept around integrated pest management is learning the life cycle of the pest or the disease that you're trying to deal with, identify its weakest link, and then attack it there. Because usually, if you do that, you can do that with no spray. So, like, for example, apple scab, which a lot of people are familiar with, there are lots of good ways just by managing your orchard properly, you can minimize or even eliminate apple scab without spraying at all. And then knowing when okay, I do need, by monitoring certain really simple things, okay, now I see an issue rising and I need to do something, knowing what to do and when to do it, as opposed to just spraying every couple of weeks just in case maybe something's there.
Right. Or just going out the first nice day and going, I'm going to lay down some poison.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I've been a big fan of that approach in the past in certain instances. So, yeah, we can always learn how to do better, can't we?
Yes, yes. And knowing the things you need to worry about versus the things you don't need to worry about. And there's not that many things in Northern Orchards. We are lucky in that we are outside just north of the range of two of the most damaging apple pests. And people who know them will cringe when I say these words, plum curculio and coddling moth. They are two of the most damaging insects to apple crops, but we're just to the north of their range. So they're the hardest to control, and they're the most damaging, and they are not in our range. So that makes our task of growing really good organic apples on the North Shore a lot easier, because the pests that we do have to deal with are much easier to deal with in general.
Coddling moth. I just love that name. Now I'm going to have to go Google one, because I not that I would want one in my home, but I love its name, I got to tell you. Cindy, well, as I mentioned, we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find you, to get registered if they want to attend the class, and just to get an idea if they want to noodle on out for the field day. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.
Cindy Hale, our guest this morning. She's with Clover Valley Farms, and they've got a field day coming up on Saturday. And we gave you the information here as part of our Green Visions program on KUMD. Green Visions on KUMD, made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.